Lisa, what's the law?
Well, here's the thing. You know, it's likely that she is going to be able to relocate, but Frank needs to run to the court. I mean, run and try to stall the move so that the court can determine what is in the best interest of the children, because it sounds like his custody agreement is silent with regard to moving. That's not always the case. Sometimes custody agreements spell out ahead of time that the parties agree that they will not move out of state. I don't think that's the case here, so he needs to move quickly to apply to the court to stall the move so that the court can decide if it's what, because what matters is what's in the best interest of the kids, and okay. That's what the court's going to be concerned about.
All right, but listen, you know what, Lisa? We've said this a billion times. The best case scenario is, with a kid, is what? Best case scenario.
What? You think to be with the mom?
No. Best case scenario. The best case scenario is with a father and a mother that live in the same house, right?
Oh, gotcha. Right. But they've already crossed that bridge, though, and I think that's a bell he cannot unring.
All right. But this guy, in my opinion, is selfish.
Why is he selfish?
Because if it's the best interest in the kid, we just said, is to have a mother and a father or stepfather in the same house, right? So if this father, right, or father, stepfather, is now going to have to go because of his job to another state, why would you block that if you knew that was the best scenario for your children?
Well, and the court may not block it. It really is going to depend on what's best for the kids. I don't know the background here. Frank could be a perfectly innocent person. The wife could have been leaving him, hoochieing around on him, whatever, you know, we don't know. We don't know. And so we don't know what the stepfather's like. We don't know what the relationship of the stepfather to the children is like. That's what the court needs to look at. And they won't necessarily block the move, but what they may do is say, okay, you can move, but you have to take extra measures to make sure that the children's relationship with the father isn't harmed.
Do they let the kids decide ever? Does they take that into a big account, what they want?
You know, judges will talk to children if they're over 12. They'll talk to children about what they want. And that's not going to be the determining factor, but they will listen and hear the children. And it will be a factor. But ultimately, the best interest of the children, that's what matters.
Lisa,
and it may be that they move. It may be that they allow them to move.
Lisa Lanier from the Lanier Law Group. So, Lisa, I've got a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
Let's say that he pays $600 in child support a month. And that would, let's say that that money, $600, could the judge say, okay, instead of actually having to spend $600 in child support, you can use that $600 to fly to California to be with your kid for a weekend. That should pay the whole thing for the weekend. Once a month. Is that possible?
You're really not supposed to barter child support, because child support is really about the basic needs of the kids. You're not supposed to barter that in any way like this, but sometimes that does happen in private agreements. But what is more likely is where a judge would say to this couple that wants to move, so you want to move, that's fine, but you guys have to come out of your pocket a little bit here and pay for this child to travel, or children to travel back to North Carolina. Sometimes they order simple things like Skyping. You know, order some Skyping sessions that would take the place of custody. It's sad. It's very sad for the kids, because it sounds like their dad is a big, important role and factor in their life. It's very sad, but they'll probably still get to move. But if he wants to fight it, he needs to move to fight it, because his agreement is silent about it.
I always believe, maybe I'm wrong, and there's going to be people that yell at me, but whatever. Just a normal day.
Just a Tuesday.
I think if the wife gets married, the ex-wife gets married again, I think you should not have to pay child support. Because if you're going to marry this woman, you know that she already has children. You know that comes with a package. And why, if you are the guy, I mean, you should still be in his or her life. But why should you have to pay when the guy married the woman, knowing
that it's still
that,
your baby? It's not what? That other man's baby.
Like
it's
you always
your
say.
Baby.
Sorry, you marry the whole family,
you
and
pay,
the same thing.
You play, right? That's what you always say.
In other scenarios, like in terms of like military benefits, you know, if you're the spouse of a veteran and you're collecting veteran benefits, and then he dies and you remarry, that cuts it off. I mean, the idea is you have someone else has kind of taken you on. There is that rationale. Does make some sense. It's not how it works, but it makes some sense.
Yeah, and nothing in the law makes sense to me.
And you said Dad was selfish. Do you think maybe Mom is selfish because she's uprooting these children's lives?
She got married again.
I understand that. But so she chose for herself her own love, not just playing devil's advocate. What if she was the one that was being selfish because she is dragging these children away from their father? Even if they're divorced, what if
he's in the military and the guy has to move to California?
Right. Let him go ahead and go, and you stay here with your children. When he gets out, he'll come back to North Carolina.
But that's 3 years, though.
Yeah.
If you love someone,
but it's still
let it
not
go.
Fair. Like, it's not fair to the children to have to be pulled from their father.
Comes back. It's meant to be.
Shouldn't have got a divorce.
But 50% of America does. So but then you have to both
mean it's okay.
Be.
Hindsight is 20/20. I'm saying you can't go back in time. You can't go back, Bob.
Boy, you can stop a party like that.
I'm saying you're saying woulda, coulda, shoulda,
well,
if.
That is bad. Peanut butter.
I try so hard. To
you know, it's like Herbert Hoover says, suck it. Showgram. More What's Your Dilemma ready to go next on the Showgram.